Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really well. Really, really, really well. Officially certified really well. I went to the doctor's office yesterday afternoon, and Mrs. Fennelli and I had our annual checkup, you know, for Medicare. And I was examined by my doctor of many, many years. And I think she's stunned that I'm doing so well. I mean, she really, really was pleased. So pleased that she said, I'm just going to sit back and watch. I mean, no intervention of any kind. She just sees the progress. She sees that I've got a lot of energy. And she's just going to sit back. I mean, literally, she said, I'm just going to sit back and watch. And how often do you hear a doctor say that, right? Normally, they have some kind of a plan for you to fix whatever it is, but she can't seem to find anything to fix. So I'm delighted. Absolutely. So I guess that means that, you know, I've got a renewal for another year here at USA Prepares. And so is the rest of the team, right? Yeah, I think that's what that means. So how are you, Gwyneth?
Yeah. I'm good, thank you. Yeah, and... Oh, my gosh. Hasn't it been an eventful week so far?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm seeing both sides of it. I'm seeing people saying, you know, pro one side. Other people say, you know, rah-rah the other side. And you know what? It's just like World War One. Starts out small. And, I mean, it escalated. World War One escalated very quickly. World War Two escalated very quickly. And as soon as it started escalating, the bombs started flying. The cannons started firing. And the cities are destroyed. And I saw this morning that, same thing. Both sides destroying each other's cities. And you know what bothers me about all this? It is, you know, of course, the loss of life. The loss of animals who are innocent victims in this whole thing. The thing that really, really bothers me is that if we keep this stuff up and we keep blowing up the natural resources that we use to build and make better lives for everybody, there won't be any left. We're using energy. One of the sides is thinking about using a nuclear weapon. Seriously. And I'm wondering, if they keep doing this kind of stuff, are they going to put us out of orbit because of their own greed? Is that what they're going to do? This has to stop. It actually had to stop before it started. Gwyneth, both sides are blaming the other guys, and that's always what happens. And it starts with one guy. One guy on one side says, oh, yeah, and the other guy says, oh, yeah, on the other side. And then pretty soon there's armies that are joining in. And you know, class, at the end of World War One, when the firing and shelling and shooting and bombing stopped, at no man's land, in the middle, where for years enemies were shooting and trying to kill each other. When the shooting stopped, they met and they hugged each other. I'm talking about the enemies hugged each other. But an hour before, they were trying to kill each other. And they were trying to kill each other because they were ordered to do so by management. Absolutely true. Gwyneth, any comments about that?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, why do people take these orders? Because, you know, it's not something that seems to be natural. And you're absolutely right with, in World War One, on Christmas Day, some British soldiers started singing Silent Night, and the German soldiers started singing Silent Night, because it's the same hymn in English and in German. It's just the language is different, but it's not that different. You can still understand it. And they realized that they were singing the same hymn. And so they stopped shooting and just started singing. And then they had a truce. And they met in the middle of the battlefield, and they had Christmas together. And then management found out about it and ordered them back to their respective sides, ordered them to keep killing each other, and that's exactly what they did. But that's actually what happened.
Yeah,
it's
something else happened too. So in no man, this is World War One class. In no man's land, it was the area between the machine guns. Okay, Allied forces were. Had their machine guns set up in their trenches, and the Germans had theirs in their trenches. And anyone who stuck his head up or tried to cross no man's land was machine gunned, usually. And this was going on for a long time. I'm talking like over a year, years. And so what the troops would do on our side is they would be ordered, a scout to go out and see what's going on, see where they could, lob a mortar at night. So they go out, one guy, and the guy would come back, hours later, and say, nothing happening, nothing doing, nothing there. And that worked for a while. And then management said, I don't believe you. We don't believe you went through the barbed wire on the other side. Bring back a piece of barbed wire. Here's some wire cutters. So what the guys did, the Allies, our team, what they did was they got some barbed wire on the on a trip over there, and they saved it. And when they went out, they would take that piece of barbed wire that they saved and bring it back. And they would use that same barbed wire and say, yeah, I crossed it. Here's it. Because the management wanted proof that they crossed the barbed wire. So go get a piece of barbed wire. So they literally took a piece of barbed wire with them and brought it back and said, okay, I crossed and there's nothing happening. Don't worry about it. Everything's calm. Nothing to do. And both sides just stopped fighting because they tricked the management from getting everybody killed. And so that's how they refused orders from management without being shot by their own management. That happened in World War One. Absolutely true. And I don't remember ever being taught that in school. Did you get taught that in school, Gwyneth?
No, but there's something that did happen, and it was actually quite interesting because it concerned my grandfather. My grandfather was at the Battle of the Somme. And there was a young German lad who had been captured by the British. And my grandfather, who wasn't my grandfather yet, he was, you know, probably about somewhere between about 18 and 21 years old. And he was given this young German lad and told to take him up into the woods and to kill him. And so my grandfather walked this young lad, who would have been about 15 or 16, up into the forest. Now, the young boy is absolutely petrified. And then my granddad turns around to him and says, "Okay, boy, you don't want to die and I don't want to kill you. Now run." So he ran off into the forest, and my grandfather fired his pistol into the air. And then a few minutes later, walked back, and they said, "Did you do it?" And he said, "Yeah, whatever. Yeah." Anyway, a few weeks went past, and my grandfather was pulled into the commander's bunker. And the commander held in front of him a newspaper, and the newspaper was written in German. It turned out that the boy was the son of a noble German lord. And he had escaped and found his way back through the lines and turned up at his father's manor house alive. And my grandfather was court-martialed. And he probably would have been executed, except that he was the third cousin of a prominent British lord. And at the time, there was sort of there was some sort of interest between Winston Churchill and the daughter of this particular British lord, and Winston Churchill didn't end up marrying the woman, but they had a bit of a romance going on. And Winston Churchill was quite a powerful man. He was actually Lord Admiral at the time. And so my grandfather was not executed because it would have created too much of an international furore. And so instead he spent 6 weeks in the cooler and was returned to the front. And that was the Battle of the Somme. So you don't have to follow the rules. If you are in the military or in the police, you can defy them. They deserve to be defied. They are really, really evil people, and they are ordering people to do some really, really evil things. And if you're listening in the class and you're in the military or you're in the police and you're getting ordered to do something that's absolutely unconscionable, just find a way not to do it. Because you've got to answer to God. And God will look after you. And God looked after my grandfather, and my grandfather lived long enough to get back home. And he lived about 16 years after the war. Had a wife, had a family, had children, and here I am.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's the Battle of the Somme that Gwyneth was talking about. Was in 1916. It was the Somme River, S-O-M-M-E, Somme River in France. And it was a horrible, horrible battle. A lot of people died. A lot of people. Probably a couple hundred thousand. Or were wounded. It was just a terrible, terrible battle. And, it was 1916. Gwyneth, there's a quote that is circulating the internet, and I think the quote itself is worth paying attention to. But to whom it was attributed, I'm not sure. It's been passing around the internet for a couple of years now, or almost a couple of years, and it goes something like this. If you want to know who controls you, look at who you are not allowed to criticize. Repeat. If you want to know who controls you, look at who you are not allowed to criticize. Now, that seems to make perfect sense to me. It was attributed to Voltaire, an 18th century philosopher. But I'm not so sure he said it. I'm not so sure anyone's sure whether he said it or not. But it was attributed to him relatively recently. But I think the quote makes a lot of sense. If you want to know who controls you, look at who you are not allowed to criticize. And if you think about it, in the United States, there's more and more locking down of what used to be called free speech. So who is locking down the free speech? Well, it looks to me like in USA Prepare's case, Facebook. Facebook is locking down free speech because they I'm sorry, YouTube. YouTube is locking down free speech for USA Prepares because they threw us off. They didn't like what we had to say. Absolutely true. 10 years of our work thrown away by YouTube. They decided that they were going to delist us. And they did. And they did. So, and it was by association. And my mom used to say, you're known, Vinny, you're known by the company you keep. You're known by the people with whom you associate. Well, there was a channel, and there was a guy on this channel who said something that Facebook didn't like, and we got thrown off with this other guy on that channel. Yeah. He used to be a broadcaster on another radio network. And that's what happened. And if you want to know who his name is, it's Mike Rivero. And he said something. And that was it. And, of course, we said some things about COVID and the election. They didn't like that either. But the final straw was something that someone else said. And that got us thrown off. So, if you want to know who controls you, look at who you're not allowed to criticize. So, who is running YouTube? And why is it that they didn't like what we said? Or Mike Rivero, what he said? I think that's a really important point. And I think it's absolutely true that you're not allowed to control the people, or you're not allowed to comment about the, or criticize the people who control you. Gwyneth, any comments about that?
Yeah. Some people are just given a free pass. And this reminds me of another story. When my sons and I were fleeing for our lives and hiding in the forest somewhere here in Victoria, I had to get to somewhere which was about 50 kilometres, so about 30 miles away from where we were. And, there was not much chance of us getting there. So I prayed. And God sent a pair, God sent a Palestinian couple across our path. And they gave us a lift the 30 miles or so to the town that we needed to get to. They had no seats in the back of their van. They said, oh, just sit on the floor, we'll be fine. I can hear music.
Yeah, let's continue when we come back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will travel to Israel this week to show U.S. support for the country following attacks by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. He's expected to arrive tomorrow to meet with senior Israeli officials and to hear about the situation on the ground. Hamas launched a barbaric attack on Israel Saturday. More than 1,000 civilians were killed, including 14 Americans. The Biden administration says at least 20 Americans are currently missing in the conflict. Microsoft Windows October patch was released yesterday with security updates for 104 flaws, including three actively reported zero-day vulnerabilities. While 45 remote code execution bugs were fixed, Microsoft only rated 12 vulnerabilities as critical, all of which are remote code execution flaws. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I probably shouldn't say anything, but I will. I believe I heard at the bottom of the hour news that something like this, I'm paraphrasing, Hamas unleashed a barbaric attack on Israel. I believe I heard something like that. What I didn't hear was after that, Israel launched airstrikes and turned Gaza City buildings into rubble and dust. I didn't hear that part. I only heard half of the story. And that's one of the reasons why we at USA Prepare say don't believe anything that we say. Don't believe anything that you hear in the media, see in the media, or read in the media. do your own research and make up your own mind. So it seems to me that many, many, many times we don't get the whole story. We get part of the story. Now, I also read that Hamas beheaded people, including children. That's horrific. Absolutely horrific. I also read that this could be a false flag perpetrated by Israel. And I also read that that's absolutely not true. So what I'm saying is it's very, very difficult to understand what really happened. And we may actually never know what really caused all of this. But the bottom line in my world is that none of it is necessary. We don't need to kill people. We really don't. We need to get along a lot better, and we need to use less resources. We need to not destroy the only planet. There's no escape. Right now, we can't get off and go someplace else. We're stuck here.
God bless
and me. Both of these teams should not get off. And so should everybody else. So should Ukraine and Russia. I'm not picking on any particular party here. I'm just saying that they all need to stop. And those provocateurs in all areas of the world need to stop. If a country has natural resources, oil, gold, minerals, elements that other countries would like to have, great, work out an agreement, buy them, trade for them. Don't go and take them, because they're not yours. Just because you have a bigger weapon doesn't mean you have the right to go and steal from other people. And I think the aliens are saying we're retarded. I think they're looking down on us and saying, these guys are nuts. They're blowing up each other. They're blowing up each other's housing, cities, infrastructure. These guys are retarded. That's the old term. Retarded. That was the term that was used when I was a child. It's not meant to inflict malice in any way. But that's the term that was used when I was growing up. Just like the term Jerry for German, Jap for Japanese. Those were the terms that, actually, those were official government terms. The little people didn't make them up. They came from the U.S. government. They called the Japanese Japs, and they called the Germans Jerrys. So if you're thinking that I'm being insensitive or intolerant, that's not it. Those are the terms that were used when I was growing up, and they were perfectly legitimate. And maybe people forget that the Germans attacked, the Germans declared war on the United States a few days after the Japanese attacked the United States. We were attacked by the Japanese. And there's no real love in my family for the country of Japan when I was growing up. So there wasn't hatred, but there was no love. And we weren't going to support them, meaning we weren't going to buy their junk. And that's what it was called. Back then in the 1950s and the 1960s, if it said make in Japan, everybody knew what that meant. It was junk. It was substandard. It was below substandard. And the reason that there was no love in my family for Japan is because they attacked the United States and then declared war on us. And then my family enlisted to defend the United States, and the Japanese were trying to kill my dad and his brothers. They were literally trying to kill my family. And then the Germans in the European theater were trying to kill my dad's brothers as well. So some of his brothers went to Europe, and my dad went to the Pacific Theater. And they were both, all of them, all of my family, who entered World War II voluntarily because we were attacked. And war was declared by Germany and the Japanese. All of my family suffered brutally as a result of the Japanese and the Germans and the Italians. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah. Just at the end of the story, these Palestinians that gave me a lift, I said, oh, you know, they said, oh, well, don't worry, we won't get pulled over. And I said, well, how's that? And they said, oh, they wouldn't dare. So that means that the cops knew that they were Palestinians somehow, and that the cops had been ordered to leave the Palestinians alone and that to not give them a bad time. And that I think that they'd also been ordered to give the natural enemies of the Palestinians who wear small hats to leave them alone as well. And I just think that it's rather curious that there's certain groups that get given a free pass and there's other groups that seem to get constantly harassed by the blue team and just where everything is a constant struggle. Nothing's easy. And if you want to try doing anything on your own as a regular sort of person around here, then good luck to you, because you're going to need it. This is it. It's just it. The whole world is so screwed up. It's absolutely unbelievable. It really, truly is. And we are headed for Armageddon. There's no getting around it. It's Bible prophecy writ large. It's going to come to pass. And this is going to end in the Battle of Armageddon. Literally, in the Valley of Megiddo. And do you remember a while back, Vincent, I said that, when they were doing the Ukraine thing, I said, you watch, the next thing that's going to tick off, this is going to the Holy Land. Do you remember I said that?
Yes.
They're going to have a war in the Holy Land. And then you're going to find that all these wars merge, and it's going to be that they're going to have a battle in Armageddon. Well, I'll tell you the next thing they're going to attack. They're going to attack the city of Damascus. And they're going to absolutely annihilate the city of Damascus. They're going to utterly destroy it. And everybody in it is going to, you're going to have to flee if you want to save your life. And it will never, ever, ever, ever be inhabited again. And I think that this might kick off in the next few days, in the next few weeks, certainly. I would be very surprised if Damascus was still on the map in a month's time. And this is in Bible prophecy. The Bible says this, because all of this war is all in Bible prophecy, and the destruction of Gaza is in Bible prophecy. And where this is going is leading to the return of Jesus Christ. And it says in the Bible that when he returns, that if he delayed his return any longer, he wouldn't have a planet to come back to. That no flesh would survive. And people through the centuries have taken that as being no human flesh. No, it doesn't say that. It says no flesh would live if he delayed any longer. And that's how it's going to be. The people are going to be so nuts, so crazy. They're going to wipe out every living thing. Unless Jesus Christ comes back, which he will. He will come back. All these things are happening that are prophesied just prior to his return. They're happening now, including the destruction of Damascus. It's going to be bombed to smithereens. And if you are living in that part of the world, you need to leave the cities. In fact, if you're anywhere on earth at the moment, and you're living in a city or even a small town, you need to leave and you need to find yourself somewhere rural to live. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Before I answer that, why do you say that the capital of Syria, Damascus, will be bombed? Is it because it's a Bible prophecy, or do you think this is the next step in the progression that the rulers of countries have decided to do? What makes you say that?
Both.
Okay.
It is written in Bible prophecy that it's going to happen. But in the last 24 hours, Netanyahu, who is the president or prime minister or whatever of Israel, has flat out said it. He's flat out said it. He says, we're going to get Damascus. We're going to go to Syria, and we're going to destroy Damascus. Just in the last 24 hours or so, he's actually said it. He said, "We're going to bomb Syria. If they kill any of these hostages that they've taken, we are going to do it." And you know that the Palestinians are going to kill these hostages that they took, and that means that Netanyahu is going to keep his word.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yes, I want to make sure that you all hear this message loud and clear that USA Prepares is not advocating any violence. What we are advocating is that you stay out of the way and don't get run over or bludgeoned or killed or maimed or wounded or dismembered or disfigured by the violence. And when I mentioned that there was no love for Japan from my family, here's what I'm saying. When people from a country, and the country is united in trying to kill you, it's really hard to like them. It really is. And that's what my father and my uncles experienced. The terror of being strafed on a U.S. Navy ship. The terror of being at the receiving end of artillery. The terror of being at the receiving end of machine guns. And think about this. When Germany attacked Poland after agreeing not to do that, do you think after the Polish cities were bombed and the villages were destroyed and the Poles were murdered by the Germans, do you think that they had any love for the Germans after that? Do you think that maybe it'd take a few generations for the Polish people to not harbor hostilities against the Germans? What would it be like if you had a farm, for example, and some foreign country's troops came in and started shooting everybody in your farmhouse? And while the shooting was beginning, they set fire to your barns, your equipment, and killed your animals. How long would it take for you to say, well, you know, let bygones be bygones? Would it ever happen in your lifetime? I submit to you that it would not happen in your lifetime. I think that that grudge would be carried forward for at least another generation. From father to son. From mother to daughter. At least. because everybody would be impacted with having lost everything, that whole family, having lost everything. Gwyneth, any comments about that? Do you see it the same way I do?
Yeah, this is it. And like I said, this is not going to end until Jesus Christ comes back. And he's going to reign in Jerusalem. He's going to reign forever in Jerusalem. And he's going to rule with a rod of iron. And he is going to be a completely just and fair judge of all the nations. And he's not going to act with partiality. He is going to hear everybody's side of the story, and he is going to make a proper judgment that is totally just and totally fair. But it says, one thing that it says in the Bible is that each year all the nations of the earth will have to come to Jerusalem at the Feast of Tabernacles to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, we've just had the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem just before all this kicked off. And it was actually that last Saturday was the Feast of Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. And between the Feast of Tabernacles and the Day of Atonement is a period of time called the Days of Awe, A-W-E, which is when you're supposed to contemplate your life and see if there's anything that you could do better. And I think that it's quite ironic that on the day of Yom Kippur, when you are meant to be at one with God, that's what atonement means. It's also called the Day of Atonement, because Kippur in Hebrew means atonement. So Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement. But all of this kicked off. And I think that this is extremely significant, and that we are heading into some very, very serious times, and I believe that people will be murdered in the streets according to what team that they are perceived to be on. And the best way out of that is to just not be on the streets. Stay out of the way. Stay on your own rural land. Be very careful who you even talk to. I can hear music again, Vincent.
Yeah, and I'm in total agreement with you. I'm in total agreement with you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.